Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. I've been metal detecting since 1973, and I've written for several of the Treasure magazines. I invite you to check out my book after you listen to this program. Here's a topic that has become rather controversial. Batteries. Alkaline or rechargeable? First, two types of batteries you should never use in any detector. NiCad batteries and heavy-duty batteries. NiCads, or nickel-cadmium batteries, used to be the only rechargeable batteries available, but NiCads have two big problems. First, they put out just 1.2 volts instead of the 1.5 volts you get from regular batteries. And second, NiCad batteries suffer from a memory effect, or, more accurately, they are prone to voltage depression. This means that if they are recharged before they fully run down, or if they are overcharged, or if they are undercharged, they won't last as long the next time you recharge them. Over time, they will run down faster and faster. The good news is that NiCads have pretty much been replaced by NiMH, or nickel metal hydride batteries. Nickel metal hydride batteries do not have memory effect or voltage depression problems, and they can be recharged as many as 500 times and still be as good as new. When you buy rechargeable batteries, look at the milliamp hours designation. The higher the number, the better. Try to find batteries that have at least 2,400 milliamp hours. The reason not to use the less expensive, so-called heavy-duty batteries is because they are not heavy-duty. In fact, they're probably the weakest batteries you can buy now. They work fine in low-drain applications like electric clocks, but for metal detectors, alkaline batteries last much longer than the heavy-duty batteries. As for specific brands of alkaline batteries, there is no particular recommendation. Some brands advertise that they last longer than others, and that may be true for some specific usages. The truth is that some alkalines last longer in high-drain applications, and others last longer in low-drain applications. So try several different brands, and see which ones last longest in your detector. I buy mine at the dollar store, where I can usually find a pack of 4 AA alkaline batteries for a dollar. So that's the lowdown on alkaline, heavy-duty, and rechargeables. But you still want to know, should you or should you not use rechargeable batteries in your metal detector? Does that 1.2 volts versus 1.5 volts really mean anything? I talked to the tech department at several detector manufacturers, and here are some of the responses I got. From White's Metal Detectors, I talked with Todd Marshall of White's, and he said, all of White's detectors have voltage regulators built in, so it doesn't matter which batteries you use. The detector keeps the voltage the same. Garrett Metal Detectors, I talked with Brad Keel, who said, as far as performance, it is not going to make really a difference if you use alkaline or rechargeable batteries. The only difference that you are going to notice is that the battery indicator is not going to be accurate when using rechargeable batteries. So say the rechargeable batteries are fully charged, the battery indicator might show just 3/4 full. Tesoro Metal Detectors. Vince Gifford told me that with rechargeable batteries, Tesoro detectors work fine, but the speaker might be a little less loud. And he emphasized that Tesoro does not recommend any specific battery brands. Bounty Hunter Detectors? I couldn't get a hold of a techie, but their manual says to use alkaline batteries only. They specifically warn against heavy-duty batteries. They don't mention rechargeables. MineLab gave me the most complete explanation. Bill Brannon from MineLab said, you get more runtime from alkaline over rechargeable batteries. Also, as voltage drops off to a certain level, the performance of the machine also drops. If I have a regulator that requires an input of 9 to 12 volts and my machine, after 6 hours of runtime, is dropping below 9 volts, the machine might run but become unstable. This is because the regulator is not regulating correctly, because it doesn't have the correct input voltage. This causes some circuits that are more tolerable to run with less voltage, and circuits that require more voltage will operate less efficiently. This in turn causes poorer performance from the machine. Remember, you get 1.5 volts a cell from alkaline and 1.2 volts a cell from rechargeable. So if your machine uses 8 cells, then 8 times 1.2 is 9.6 volts, and 8 times 1.5 is 12 volts. That is, you're using just 9.6 volts with rechargeables instead of the 12 volts you get from alkalines. Now, having said all that, I'm still not sure which batteries to use. My own philosophy is that I've got too much money invested in my machine, and my hunting time is too valuable for me to take a chance on missing some deeper finds by using lower voltage batteries. And as long as I can get no brand alkalines at 4 for a dollar, I'll stick with my alkaline batteries. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your feedback or ideas for future shows. Drop me a note at thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And check out my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, at treasuremanual.com. Until next time, from the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.